Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was a stinging rebuke of the federal government by a federal judge. On November 20th, U.S. District Judge Mark Goldsmith in Detroit ordered the release of around 100 Iraqi immigrants who'd been held for nearly a year and a half. His ruling was a smackdown of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for delay tactics and, in the judge's words, making demonstrably false statements to the court. Today, detainees are being released 3 days before the December 20th deadline set by the judge. Miriam Ackerman of the Michigan ACLU is with us. The ACLU and others filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government opposing these detentions. Miriam, remind us again, how many people ICE rounded up and detained in June 2017 and why?
Well, there were almost 350 people who were rounded up in the course of that summer. So not all of them immediately in June, but there are roughly 1,400 Iraqi Americans who were at risk of deportation to a country where they face persecution, torture, or death on account of their religion, their ethnicity, or simply the fact that they are American in every way except for the piece of paper that they carry. They are integrated into our communities. Many of them have been here for decades, raised families, built businesses, and yet ICE wanted to send them to a country where they were in incredible, incredible danger.
And what was the reasoning that ICE offered?
ICE said, you know, these are individuals who have final orders of removal. It doesn't matter that those orders are decades old. You know, they should be deported. It doesn't matter that these individuals have families, have children, have, you know, are integrated into their communities. None of that matters. All that matters is the piece of paper. And we said no. We said what matters is community, what matters is family, what matters is who you are and the fact that you're part of the fabric of our society. And we are so delighted today to be celebrating both family and freedom, because that's what this case is really about. It is about returning people whom ICE wanted to separate from their families back to those families. It's been a year and a half since these individuals, these dads, have been able to hug their kids, and to see them now holding their children again, being able to return to their families, there is nothing more gratifying, nothing more American than family and freedom.
Now, does today's release, Miriam, mean everyone is now out or not?
No, the judge's order said that individuals had to be released by the 20th if they were not removed to Iraq. So there's a couple more days. The government has told us that they don't intend to release everyone by the 20th, although we still don't know whom they're intending to continue to hold. So we're trying to get more information about that. Obviously, we're going to push to make sure that the judge's order is fully complied with and that everyone who is entitled to go home gets to go home, gets to hold those kids, gets to hug their family members. But it's a very exciting day today, but we're still waiting to see sort of, well, as we're getting reports of individuals coming home, exactly who's getting out and whom the government is still refusing to release. But we are going to continue to fight for anyone who's left inside, and we're really, really so delighted for these individuals to be coming home.
Now, where have they been kept?
So they've been kept in facilities across the country. This is a national class action, and there are dozens of facilities that hold individuals. Many are being held in Michigan because there's a lot of people from Michigan, the Detroit metro area in particular, in the Chaldean community. But there's also people from all sorts of religious and ethnic groups across the country who are detained across the country. Many people are being held in Calhoun, in Chippewa, in St. Clair, and in Youngstown, Ohio. So we're hearing reports this morning of our clients calling to say they're getting released, their families are coming to pick them up. You know, some people saying, I need a ride, I've gotten out, can you come help me? And so it's really super exciting to see these individuals that we've worked with for a year and a half now reunified with their children, with their families.
And ICE also said that it had an agreement with Iraq to take these people. And when Judge Goldsmith talked about demonstrably false statements, that kind of landed on that statement, didn't it?
Absolutely. So the other piece of this is not only did ICE say we can lock people up indefinitely, but ICE lied in order to do that. ICE submitted false evidence to the court for the purpose of keeping these families separated. And that is absolutely appalling. And what Judge Goldsmith found, I mean, it took us a year to get the evidence. We had to pry every scrap of paper out of the government. But what we found when we got the evidence is that they had submitted false information to the court, and the judge said that alone is a reason for people to go home, because you do not get to get caught red-handed lying to a federal judge in order to keep people separated from their children.
What kind of toll did these months take on detainees? Did you hear of any suicide attempts or hunger strikes?
There were many hunger strikes. There were suicide attempts. There was despair and desperation. There are individuals who are in terrible physical health. We know of individuals with cancer, other really difficult health situations. It takes a tremendous, tremendous toll on these detainees.
Miriam, what is next with these people? Do they still face being deported?
Yes. They absolutely do. When this case began, Judge Goldsmith said, what I need to do here is give people an opportunity to go to immigration court, because ICE was going to send them there without an opportunity for an immigration judge to see if they were likely to get killed if they got returned to Iraq. And so Judge Goldsmith said, no, I'm going to slam on the brakes. Now, it turns out that Iraq had already said at that point, actually, that they didn't want these individuals to return. So that's where some of the issues with falsehood came in, with ICE sort of presenting false information to the court. But these individuals, you know, they have to bring their cases in immigration court. Many of them have won their cases. Others still have their cases going on. And it depends on everybody's individual situation. It's different in terms of the kinds of immigration relief that they're eligible for. But they're working with their immigration attorneys. They're fighting to stay with their families in their communities where they belong.
Miriam Aukerman, Michigan ACLU. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So good to be here.